Hello and welcome to the Values Innovation Education Foundation podcast series on endangered animals. We are excited to introduce this podcast, led and recorded by children who are passionate about protecting animals and are raising money for the conservation of endangered ones. The podcast is part of a project called Empowering Children to Use Their Skills to Raise Awareness of Endangered Animals by the VIE Foundation, supported by the Cyprus Environment Foundation. The project aims to educate children and adults about the importance of protecting endangered animals and to inspire and encourage all listeners to take action. Learn About Snakes is a podcast episode led by the children at the junior school in Nicosia who are passionate about protecting animals. They will talk about endangered snakes in Cyprus and share interesting facts about them. In addition to their passion for saving endangered animals and expressing their views on this podcast, all the children of the student council at the junior school are also using their innate drawing skills to raise money for conservation efforts. They are using their creativity and entrepreneurial spirit to draw and sell products with designs made using these drawings to promote awareness of these endangered animals. Throughout the project, they have been introduced to concepts of entrepreneurship and circularity. Therefore, they have been using their gained entrepreneurial skills to market and sell these products within their school community using the child-led minimum waste concept store, Tipuhothiki, with all the proceeds of this collection going towards conservation efforts. So on this episode, the children also discuss their own experiences as little entrepreneurs, raising awareness of the issue and raising money for the cause. Did you know that Cyprus is home to several species of snakes, including the Cyprus whip snake and the Cyprus grass snake? These snakes are often misunderstood and feared, but they play an important role in the ecosystem. Tune in with these children who are in their own creative and childlike way will teach you this and much, much more.
Guys, what's up? We have Fabiano, Alexandro, Maya, Simona and Sam and me, Christina, with you today. And we're going to be talking about snakes. Oh my God, such an interesting discussion. You know, a lot of people are really scared about snakes. I actually have a few stories. And do you guys have a few stories too?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, so can I start with my story?
Okay.
So basically, one time I was doing a project for a rainforest. And basically, we had to include snakes. And I had a fake snake. And because when my grandma was at my house, she saw it, and she got really scared, and she threw it outside. I had to get another snake. Now, who else has another story? Sam, yeah?
Yeah. So one time, we were away for holidays at Concord Hotel, and then when we came back, we found a snake in the pool. My brother and me were, like, shrieking. Like, we were like, ah, 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 ah. And then my dad was like, 999, hello, police. We have a snake in the pool. What do we do? And then guess what? The whole thing was finished like 30 minutes later and we were just slouching on the couch.
Oh my God, well that's a very interesting story you got there. And you know what, I'm sure you and your family were very traumatized of the looks of it. Does anyone else? Fabiano, yeah, you have a story?
I have one. It was my 9th birthday and my mom had a box of all the party things we needed for the birthday. Then she sees something curled up inside. She calls, Fabiano, come downstairs. I come downstairs. She said, get your toy snake out of the box. I said, Mom, I never put a toy snake in the box. She started screaming, calling my dad. My dad came downstairs. He didn't say a thing. Just went outside and literally threw the box out in the street. The snake woke up and acted crazy. And somehow, I don't remember, we got it into a bottle. And after a few days, we went close to the mall where there's fields and we let it go.
You know what, Netflix, you should really sponsor him because that's a dang good story. Now, you should put that on your Netflix section. Now, who else has a story? Well, it looks like no one else has a story, but you know what? Let's get started with the discussions. Now, who likes snakes? It looks like a lot of people like snakes. I can definitely see that. And who doesn't like snakes? Well, a larger population does not like snakes. But you know what? Maybe this will change your mind. Okay, so, Sam, what snake are you going to be talking about today?
So I'm going to be talking about the cat snake. It's like, most people think the cat snake is like a... Most people think the cat snake is a real danger to Cyprus. Like, there's even a paper here that says issue 53 to Cyprus. Cat snakes should be wiped out. But actually, I did a few researches in the internet, and turns out that the cat snake has never ever bitten anyone. And guess what? It has backward-facing fangs, which makes it difficult to bite humans. And its venom is not enough to kill, so no need to worry there. Also, it acts as natural pest control, eats mice, rats, and frogs, like all the different little animals that eat your frogs or insects that you don't like. So it's mostly brown. They're mostly gray-brown, and they're mostly seen at night in open forest and residential areas.
Yeah, that sounds like some juicy information about the cat snake. And let me hear me roar, because I hate pests, and that would be a great one to have. Maya, what's your snake about?
I will talk about the coin snake. It has coin-like dots on the back of its body and smaller dots at the side. It's less than 1 meter long. Unfortunately, it's in danger, and keep pet cats inside as they eat snakes. It's non-venomous, but it looks like a poisonous viper found on the island.
Thank you so much, Maya. That was like a bunch of information. What am I here for? You're literally giving me all the information, guys. And let me just tell you, is that a snake rich? Because I want it to be the next Chanel. Okay. Alexandra, what snake is yours? I would really love to hear about it. I'm sure everyone else would.
My snake is a whip snake. When it's young, it is pink and olive green. When young, and it can grow up to 3 meters tall, 3 meters long. It's a natural pest control. It can eat red-nosed vipers. And Cyprus black whip snakes is an unusual friend to the islands. Gardeners and its habits of feeding and watering fruit, vegetables, crop, and killing any predators that might attempt to feed off them. They are endangered and not poisonous. It will move away when feels movement, but could attack if they feel threatened.
Oh my god, Alexander, that's so amazing. And you know what? Let's make sure we're not bad, because that's a whip snake, and that won't be good for us. Fabiana, your turn.
I've done some research about the worm snake.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
A worm snake. Its characteristics, it said it's very small, 30 to 35 centimeters. It's endangered. But is it dangerous, you may ask? No, it is not. What can we do to save it? We need to keep our pet cats inside as they prey on snakes, just like mice.
Oh my god, well, to be honest, I don't really like worms, but that does sound pretty cool.
Fabiano, I want to ask you a question about the worm
yes.
snake. So, what will happen if I see a giant worm in my garden? Like, if I see a giant worm, do I go to my dad? Dad, there's a worm in the garden! Do I kill it? Or do I say, Dad, there's a worm stick in the garden?
And you know what, people? Now that I'm talking about grown-ups earning money, you know who else can earn money?
Us.
You know what, guys? Now that we're talking about earning money, just like grown-ups do, you know how we can earn money? We can earn money by making charities for snakes. And by getting that money, we can make, I don't know, snake shelters.
Yeah, and here we already have a charity, and we have a website where we're going to be selling things
We're going to be selling things with snake patterns on top, which we designed by ourselves. Some of them are snake eyes. We have whip snake. We have a blunt-nosed vipers.
Oh my god, Sam, you're so right. We have so many species of snakes, and that's when we need to do charities for them. And you know what? If you guys would like to learn even more about these absolutely amazing species, you can easily go to these two sites. Well, a few sites of these. Firstly, you can go to the Herpetological Society of Cyprus. Love that. You can also go to the V Foundation. And you know what? If you really, really, really love this podcast. Now, guys, do you all love this podcast that right now?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know what? I do too. And I'm sure everyone else does. And if you don't, how dare you? You know what? And if you really love this, you can actually go to deepothiki.com and you will see all the beautiful designs we have made of snakes that our amazing selves actually created because we're so smart and so beautiful. Right, Sam?
Kind of right. We could also say handsome.
I'm always right. Anyways, that's it, y'all. Now, can we all say a lovely bye-bye to all our amazing people that are hearing this?
Bye-bye. See you.
Thank you for listening until here. This audio was brought to you by the Values Innovation Education Foundation through the project Empowering Children to Use Their Skills to Raise Awareness of Endangered Animals in Cyprus. Funded by the Cyprus Environment Foundation with the sponsorship of Petrolina Holdings through their Environmental and Social Responsibility Program. You can find the products and support the cause at www.dipuchothiki.com. We warmly thank the organizations involved and all the children for their voices. If you want to learn more about this project, please visit the projects at www.thevifoundation.org. That's www.thevifoundation.org.